What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. What's Happy up? Wednesday. It was very hot outside. It was very hot right away. It's beautiful, though.
Can we?
Beautiful outside.
I'm gonna say something that like might irritate people.
It's the high today.
I'm a sicko. The high is too high.
87, at least it's what I've got.
Okay, that's still not that high, but also at the same time, can we stop?
Friday. Friday's your window. 77 and sunny is the high.
Okay, cool.
That's your window right there.
That's pretty good. Can we stop pretending that summer is the best season?
I'm not there yet. I'm still there.
Can we stop pretending?
I'm still there. I can't move off it. I'm still there. Can't do it.
And by we, I mean you are definitely the outsider of this workplace.
Yeah, I know. I'll fight that battle. That's fine.
You don't have to keep going. It's okay. Just join us.
It's elite though.
It's not.
You can go to the beach. It's always sunny.
It's not. And it's not always sunny, but this year it is.
So
it's
beautiful.
It's actually kind of oppressive.
A little bit. But we don't live in Florida or Vegas where you're like or Arizona where it's like, don't go outside. It's actually dangerous to go outside. We don't hit that all that much. Where there, it's for 3 months, don't go outside. We haven't hit that yet. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
That's exactly what you're helping my point.
No, you can go outside in Buffalo. In like where it's like deserts and you know, near the equator?
Okay,
no, you can't.
Ready?
But it's the same with like...
But that's during this time, is it not?
Yeah, but in the
north... That's during this time.
But in the north, you can't go out during winter a lot of the time, so they're like, no, stay inside, it's too cold.
Well, yeah.
That's the climates.
I'm not saying winter's the best either. I'm not pretending.
I'm not pretending either. I like summer more. I don't like the cold at all. I can't stand it. I can do more in the summer. Speaking of the summer... What goes on every year, at least the last 5 years, has been Give 716 Day. That was started last night, 7:16 p.m., is continuing on today. And starting at 10 o'clock, one of our incentives is first 100 donors of $117.60 or more will get Bandits tickets. We'll have more giveaways throughout the morning as well. We'll be able to keep you up on. Sabres Go-Head signed jersey. We're going to also have $15,000 to $25,000 matching donations throughout the afternoon. Plenty more along the way. But for right now, at the 10 o'clock hour until 11 o'clock, will be Bandits tickets to the first 100 donors of $117.60 or more. Again, we'll keep you up to date on all of that as we go throughout the day. But as of right now, over $705,000 has been raised. Again, we'll also keep you posted on that number as well. It started last night when I was on the nightcap. I think I left and we were around 200,000 or so.
Good Lord.
And then you know, people went to sleep. And then as we got up this morning, the number has absolutely gone up.
Oh, it's now actually 716. Mm-hmm. Now we'll step it up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Pretty much. Again, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We have exactly 1 week until training camp gets underway for the Bills. Rookies reported yesterday. And the one bit of news we did get was sort of surprising, or at least it was not the news I think anyone was expecting. Mm-hmm. I think most of us were waiting for any kind of update on the TJ Sanders situation. Where's he going to be in terms of his contract? Is he going to be holding out? Wide receiver Trey Harris for the Chargers. Instead, we got nothing on him, and the only news that came out was that third-round pick, Landon Jackson, has found himself on PUP list, the physically unable to perform list. Doesn't appear to be serious. Matt Parrino reported that a leak source told him the Bills are hopeful he'll be able to start practicing as early as the start of next week, so he may not even miss a single training camp practice with camp getting going exactly a week from today.
So possibly a cautionary transaction. Mm-hmm.
But it still doesn't look awesome. It does not look ideal for a guy that had no injuries during mandatory minicamp, rookie minicamp, practice in full, no problem, to in 5-6 weeks pick something up enough to where they have to go the precautionary route.
Sometimes you go hard in training. I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. And sometimes it's a freak injury. Remember Matt Milano tore his bicep tackling a tackling gun.
It looked completely routine.
Yeah. Like, freak things do happen. It's unfortunate, but like that's just something that happens. Freak things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question, though, of like, are you really like any sort of concerned?
Yeah, I threw that up on Twitter because we've got Jackson's just the latest situation for the training camp D-line storyline, but we've also got suspensions. Hoyt and Ogunjobi, that's been since free agency.
Right.
The unsigned contracts, I brought up TJ Sanders. You literally don't know where that's going to go.
Correct.
Because we're sort of in uncharted territory. And then injuries as well. We've mentioned Landon Jackson, but back during mandatory minicamp, Joey Bosa was revealed to have picked up an injury, a hamstring injury, also during kind of his own training.
And a player who is routinely on injured lists.
And that was, I mean, immediately. They signed him to a one-year deal. But the 1 year was always kind of like, how much are you actually going to get from him? The Chargers let him go because they weren't getting enough from him. So, yeah, for me, it's not the main story. But for me, at least, it's become a storyline of, all right, how concerned are you? A week before training camp,
it's enough that you wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, you know, albeit a week before training camp, are you nervous about the current situation with the defensive line? Because I think this is the most important group if the Bills are going to be a different team than years past. If they're going to make it past the Chiefs, or, you know, a Bengals-Ravens team that maybe gets spry and gets to the conference championship divisional round. They have had a real issue in the playoffs, specifically stopping teams from scoring. And a lot of that has been because their defensive line can't get home. They've done an incredible job at revamping the whole group. The only problem has been, again, a week before camp, a lot of them are unavailable or kind of hurt.
And it is not good to see immediately, but am I concerned? No, not at all, as a matter of fact, because I do think that the Sanders thing gets settled. I do think that the suspensions of Hoyt and Ogunjobi, they'll hurt for the 6 weeks that they're gone, but unless they somehow pick up an injury in the time that they're not playing games, which is more than a non-zero chance, let's be real. I wouldn't be that worried about it. I do think that, you know, the injuries, Bosa will concern me. It's going to be a thought in the back of my head throughout most of the years. Can you please just at least get through parts of the season and be available in December and January, please? But overall, no, I'm not worried. And I think the arrogance in me is going to say it's because the offense still has Josh Allen. Take that for what you will. A team that was, quote-unquote, retooling won 13 games last year. could have won 14 if they actually had to try. I'm not worried for a second. And I do like the addition of Deion Walker in the fourth round to help out with this. And this is a big situation where if the second round holdouts continue across the league, Walker has an opportunity to really cement himself as like early in the rotation. Especially if his back is good. That is an athletic profile that you want. Along with that size, Walker could be downright scary. And if you can get that and take advantage of the situation, that eases any and all concerns that you may or may not have at this point. That's the beauty of it for me, is there's still always going to be someone that has a chance to take an opportunity. And while the depth at defensive end, for example, isn't the greatest with injuries to Jackson and Bosa, A.J. Epenesa is probably fighting for snaps. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, he's getting to that point too.
Take advantage of it. You have this opportunity right here to re-cement yourself into the rotation. Javon Solomon, last year's fifth rounder.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chance to start stealing some snaps away. Because depending on how the rotation goes, if everyone's fully healthy and Hoyt comes back from suspension, one of those two is fighting for their jersey on game day. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're already in a fight. This is an opportunity for Epenesa and Solomon to take advantage. This is an opportunity for Walker to get into the rotation early. It's a chance for Dwayne Carter to prove himself from being last year's third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about this is not only not concerning, it is opportunity. And that is the madness and the sicko mentality of training camp. We are indeed so back.
I think it might be, too, the way they've built the team, it's maybe the opposite, and some people will get frustrated by this, and I can understand it. This is maybe the opposite of what it was at the beginning of the season for the wide receivers.
Right.
Shakir went down, and they had nothing. And Shakir was a slot guy, but when Shakir was there, they were fine, they were humming, they were, you know, what have you. He goes down, and you saw how bad it got in the Houston game.
Mm-hmm.
That they had to go make a trade for an Amari Cooper. They had to go do that, or the offense was going to sputter out of control. They eventually make that move, and while Cooper's production doesn't lead to a lot, it allowed for the team to spread itself out on offense.
His presence did.
And they're able to continue to average 30 points for the rest of the year. It was great. What they've done now is they've added enough depth to where I think you can have that conversation and not be really worried at all. Specifically for the defensive line, because there is so many options. We don't know how good some of them are. Sanders, Walker, even Javon Solomon is going into a second year. There are some unknowns, but there's at least enough bodies that you feel like, okay, we're in a good enough spot. That's why I think for a lot of people too are not even really worried about Hoyt and Ogunjobi definitively being out for the first six games, because it'll be like, we're fine. Some of these younger guys will get snaps. And then Hoyt and Ogunjobi can kind of figure out their, you know, where they're at. They're going to be with the team for all of training camp. It's just once the season starts, they will then have to go away for the six games.
They have to miss six games.
So they'll be able to be with the team. It will get in the rotation, the whole thing. And really, I think this is where it gets down to an 803-0550, the number to call if you want to join the show, give your thoughts on this. I think Aaron Quinn of Cover One, who tweets in, kind of nails it for me, at least, is that very little concern for me, not to put the cart before the horse, but be healthy in a full roster come late December, and that's what matters to me. And I think that's been true for most of us since the Hoyt Ogunjobi suspension announcement was, I don't really care.
Right.
Like you mentioned, we have Josh Allen. We'll be fine. We're going to win our games. We'll be just all right. I need them healthy at the end of the year, because whether we all like it or not, that has been one of the major struggles for the Bills come late in the year, is being healthy specifically on defense. Even last year, Elam has to start for you for most of the AFC Championship at corner because Christian Benford gets a concussion very early in the game. They have just not been able to stay healthy, and they haven't, at some key spots, had enough depth to get through it. You have AJ Klein chasing around Travis Kelce. They've gotten.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Really lucky in injuries during the regular season. Those right. teams, for the most part, have been able to stay healthy at really crucial spots. They have not been healthy in the postseason, really for a while here. Yeah. They have had a tough road with the postseason injuries.
And Joshua tweets in exactly that sentiment. Not worried at all. I'd be more worried if we were heading to the postseason looking at the current situation. But early in the season, I'm fine with it. Let's get it out of our system now so that it doesn't have to be an issue in the postseason like we always deal with.
Yeah.
And luck does have something to play into this, and I do think that there is something, for example, that luck is not on their side. With the example of Sanders, for both player and team, you are dealing with something unprecedented right now, which is almost all of an entire round's worth of picks are not signed.
Yeah. Yeah.
How am I really going to blame a player for that when there are 30 of you? It's not personal. And the team... can I blame them for not wanting to step out of order? I can be more prone to that than I am to blame a player. And I do think that eventually Buffalo might be one of those teams that steps over the line. I really do believe that. The Bills might be that team to go, no, we're done with this.
I think Hard Knocks will play a big role in that.
Hard Knocks might play a role in that, but I also think it just has to do with this is a championship window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have the rest of you messing with me. Get out of my way.
For ultimately, which will be haggling over a few thousand dollars in a few years. It's not,
yeah.
We've mentioned it, it's not a ton of money, and it's spread out through 4 years. The total number will be around 11 point something million.
And for billionaire owners, it's not a dent. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's, especially within the NFL, where that revenue is replenished almost immediately through TV contracts and ticket sales and everything of the like.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
You'll be fine if you have to pay a second round or a fully guaranteed contract. And that's why I think the Bills will be the team to step over the line. I don't know if they're next, but I do believe in them doing it.
Mm.
But I see opportunity for other players, most importantly, at this point. Because that's what training camp is all about. It's about fighting for spots. It's about fighting for reps. It's about the competition. It's about fighting with each other, quite literally, sometimes with fisticuffs.
Oh, those are the best parts of camp.
Love that. It's the tenacity. It's the jam.
See, I just kind of like it when it happens and like you have like that split of like, is this a good or bad thing for the team that they're fighting?
And I think that's the only time I'm able to quote the coach from Letterkenny.
There you go.
On air, safely. Look at the tenacity. The jam.
I got to watch Letterkenny.
But
I've never seen it.
But to get back on into a serious point on this is every year, there is opportunity for a player that you are not building stock on to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it looks like to start training camp, that opportunity shines on the biggest black eye from the Bills' last playoff game, the defensive line, which is the position that they addressed the most. And now you're looking at a player maybe like a Deion Walker, who might have been a little bit under the radar, suddenly can put himself seriously in contention for a top rotation spot right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of luck. And being given the chance based on circumstance. Ogunjobi's going to be suspended for 6 games. So guess what? Later in the preseason, you're going to rotate that player out of reps. Because he's not going to be ready for you on day one. Because he can't be. He's not allowed to be. So at some point, you got to start giving reps to guys that are going to be there for week one against Baltimore. Get ahead of it. TJ Sanders is dealing with this holdout thing with the second rounders. Your draft class competition that was drafted ahead of you is not going to be there possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah. 803-0550, again, the number to call if you want to join the show. Let's take a call here before we wrap up our first segment. Julian on the line first. Julian, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, what's going on, Phillips? Happy 716 day.
Happy 716 day.
Good, good, good. I want to talk about Joey Bosa. I know we got rid of Von Miller and got Joey Bosa, but will he actually be better? Will he give us more? I don't know. We already got him with his injury. We're going to see how serious that is, but I don't know. I'm questionable. I don't know how much more he can give us. Obviously, I'm hoping for the best, but we will see. I did want to talk about James Cook, but I'm going to stay on defense. We have a solid defense. We have a lot of guys, but no stars mm-hmm. on defense. I forgot who was talking about, but I remember watching our show, and they were talking about who's one of the best straight ahead. It was talking about who is one of the better or best defensive players on those defense. Matt Milano, Trey White, however, whichever. But with those guys being mentioned, I mean, they went through injuries. Who's going to step up this year to change the model of bend, don't break, where we're a solidified mm-hmm. defense? Yeah, when we play a lesser team, where bend, don't break, you have everything within the 20s. You're lucky to get three. We get turnovers, fumbles. But when we play those playoff teams, those high-caliber teams, we bend or we break more than we bend. And we can't get stops. You guys said it earlier in the show. So my question pretty much is, who do you think will really step out? Is it Benford, one of the safeties, one of the rookies? Would it be Maxwell? I don't know. I just feel like the only way we can get over the hump is if coaching can take the next level up, or if the defense, somebody or everybody, take the next step so we can get past the Chiefs or whatever perennial team, so we can get what we want, and that's a Super Bowl. But enough of that. Love you guys. Happy 716 day. Go Bills.
Thanks, thank you, Julian. And I think I heard you helping
giving
someone
directions.
Out. Yeah, you're helping someone out. Like that's the spirit of the day too. So
talking Bills, giving that. Directions at the same time.
Love that. That's a great live shot right there. But yeah, that's the thing, is that there's opportunity though. I'm not as concerned.
Yeah, I've been on this point though for a little while of the there's no real star power on the defense, I guess. Like,
right, that is something we've been on.
It's been a lot of guys. I think there are a few though on the defense that if they're given better talent around them could break out. Benford's 1A. He, I think, is already one of the elite corners in football. If he has a better number two next to him, Rasul Douglas had a rough year last year. He was getting caught up a lot. And I think that caused Benford to kind of just be ignored, because target Rasul or get to Elam. Mm-hmm. You know, when Elam all of a sudden was filling in, you would go after him constantly.
Right.
I mean, there really was no easy second option. Now they've brought back Trey White. We'll see what he's going to look like. He was much better in Baltimore than he was with the Rams, as he slowly was starting to heal, but we don't really know where that's going to go. They obviously spend their first-round pick on Max Hairston. They've also gone back to the well the later round, maybe the most pro-ready corner they could get later in the round in Dorian Strong.
Also, they're going to have drafting Hancock, who can play
yep.
corner.
They've gone options there. I think you could maybe get a better season, you know, already very good season, but an even better statistical season out of Benford if all of a sudden the number two corner spot isn't the easy button, where it's like, we're going to avoid that guy. Everything's going to kind of go around the second options. We feel better attacking those. If you've got a better option on defense to defend that, I think Benford could see a bump up. I've mentioned Ed Oliver and Rousseau maybe both having those pop years because of the defensive line and the reformation of it. But to be fair, they do go down a little bit for me just right now, because we really don't know what the defensive line actually is going to give us with everything going on.
And welcome back to an original conversation we had about the draft. Remember the beef wagon, Zach?
Yeah, that was a big part of it.
Beef wagon. Guess what the Buffalo Bills did with their fourth round pick? They took certified grade A beef in Deion Walker. Exactly the type of prototypical defensive tackle that we were looking for, of big dude, absorb blockers, free Ed Oliver. Right?
really what a big part of it was.
Walker has a chance now to fulfill the prophecy that we were talking about in March.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done.
But I think it is going to come down to some of these guys who have been here for a little while and are good players,
mm-hmm.
but many of us believe there is greatness in them. Rousseau has been one of the better edge-setting, run-defending edges in the game. He just happened to maybe have his worst game against Kansas City in the AFC Championship.
And you know
what? Ed Oliver is one of the better pass-rushing D-tackles, but he is inconsistent and often does rely on a space eater to really allow him to breathe, allow him to really produce. You mentioned it. Like, they bring in Deion Walker. Even TJ Sanders is a bigger guy. They're able to get those players in. Now it becomes more about consistency. And it does become, like you had in Miller a few years ago. I don't think that's going to be Bosa's mm-hmm. role, by the way, to Julian's question there. I think Bosa's more just going to be, he's there on third down, pass rushing specialist. We'll see what he can give us. But I think that's going to be where you're going to have to see these guys become more consistent and to be maybe not the all-pro players. I'm not asking for somebody to all of a sudden become Zach Bond, where he's barely known and then he gets to the Eagles and boom, he's an all-pro player and he's one of the best off-ball linebackers in football. I'm not asking for that. But you do have to start getting bigger. It can't just be, come the end of the season, the only players that NFL fans know on the Bills are Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins. It cannot be that again. Your quarterback is willing you to 13 wins. You got to have some other people help out a little bit to become named guys in the NFL because they're finishing games. They're making the big plays in the big moments. And right now it does kind of feel like it's really only Allen.
And I do think there is a position that we could talk about that is suddenly looked at as a potential strength in terms of its depth compared to where it was a couple years ago. And we'll do that coming up here after the break, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones. Right here on 716 Day on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores.
and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.